Hello, I'm Niall Kahn, and this is the P-Pro Podcast. This week on the show, I'm joined by Ralph Amrine, P-Pro's Head of Infrastructure, to discuss the benefits that P-Pro has seen by switching to cloud servers and how its flexibility has made workflows so much better. All right, Ralph, what do you actually do at P-Pro?
Hi, Niall. It's good having me on your show. Thank you very much. I'm actually 16 years in IT right now. I'm the head of infrastructure and IT here at P-Pro. And together with my, multinational team of experts, we are delivering great services in regards of system administration, network infrastructure, DevOps, and cloud administration here at P-Pro.
Excellent. So I'm glad you already mentioned cloud administration because this is going to be the focus of our podcast today, right? So we're going to be talking about the cloud, what that means for P-Pro's business, as well as for the larger fintech community. So Ralph, before we actually even dive into the subject even further, can you explain to me what does it mean to be in the cloud?
Sure. Basically, being in the cloud means you're not using traditional IT infrastructure like having servers in a data center. You're basically renting compute units from a service provider and use that for building your infrastructure that runs your business.
Okay. And so how is that actually different from how companies are usually set up?
Usually companies are set up like they're renting space in a data center, buying a lot of servers, installing the servers into racks, installing operating system, then actually setting up their services to run their business. What we are basically doing here at P-Pro is we're simply, as I mentioned earlier, renting the compute units, like the access to the instances itself to run the operating system and then to build a service. The advantage is like that you don't need to bother with like the hardware layer. You don't have to bother with the on-premise security. You don't have to bother with like longer procurement cycles, because you have instantly the needed instance. It's not like you need to order a server and it takes like days or weeks until the server is actually in your data center.
So it takes a lot of the overhead costs out of the equation, right?
Exactly. So it's like using a cloud is about getting the overhead costs out of it and also quicker scalability and time to market.
So despite the fact that there are less overhead costs and basically everything is somebody else's problem in servers, why is it actually more expensive then?
Because you buy a lot of other things. You buy added security because you don't have to worry about on-premise security anymore. You buy the means of flexibility and better scalability because you can have instantly instances. You can have instantly a database set up, things like that. You have the chance to give your staff actually something meaningful to work, you know, not like going into a data center and mounting metal into a rack. It's like you task them with building up a business service, a payment service for our customers. And that's something more meaningful than, you know, just doing some system administration.
You've mentioned scalability a couple of times in regards to cloud servers. So cloud servers make it easier for scalability to be achieved, but what is the actual benefit of this scalability? How much faster would it be to scale things in the cloud server versus actually a physical server in the office somewhere?
So if you look into a traditional infrastructure, you need to plan ahead. You need to plan all the servers you would need to bring up and running in the next couple of months or years. You would need to store the server somewhere. You would have a lot of money just laying around without any use, without any certainty if you really would use it. With cloud technology, you don't have to bother to do that planning, which is in most cases anyway not right anymore in the current times. And you can just spin up a new instance like in seconds.
What do you mean by new instance?
A new server, basically. A new server which you can immediately access then over the network.
So what are the different value propositions between some of the cloud service providers? Off the top of my head, I know Google has one, Amazon has one, Microsoft has one. What are the different features and benefits of the various services?
There's also Alibaba and also IBM, to mention two more. To be honest, people went a couple of years already into the cloud. And back in the days, AWS had just the better offering. They were already the market leader there. They brought new features, tons of new features every month. They have the most competitive price model so far. They're the longest on the market. It's just a lot of reliability that comes also with AWS.
In terms of the price difference that we talked about earlier between on-site servers and in the cloud servers, we mentioned that it's a little bit more expensive, right? How much more expensive is it for P-Pro to host our services in the cloud?
You cannot really compare it like that because with hosting things in a cloud, you buy things that are not possible with a traditional infrastructure. For example, having new servers, new instances in a snap of a finger, like within seconds there. That's just not possible without a huge planning to have it in traditional infrastructure. So basically what you're buying, and I say it again, you're buying security, flexibility, and scalability. And that helps you with time to market. So if you're like in a growing business like we are, with a lot of new customers every day, basically, you need an infrastructure that also supports that.
So with this flexibility, what kind of projects has PPRO been able to accomplish or do that they wouldn't have otherwise been able to?
We did two big transformation and redesign projects in the past couple of months, which had also a lot of research and development tasks involved. And for that one, we needed to experiment a lot with various instances, various sizes. And that would have not been possible with a traditional infrastructure. The other things, what you can do with cloud is simply proof of concept work, or as said, research and development work on new technologies, because you can just spin an instance up with brings you new technology, try out some things if it works for your business. And if it doesn't work, then you just shut down the business, you pay it a couple of cents or euros, and that's it. In traditional infrastructure, you would buy a server, and then if your proof of concept doesn't work out, then you have a server laying around. It's just pure money laying around. Another thing is, currently we are running also big parts of the infrastructure in the cloud due to new regulations that came up from various governments, where data centers could not really comply with those new regulations.
So all of these servers are now no longer physically at PPRO. So you have no control over them whatsoever. This is like an SEP. This is somebody else's problem. It's, if something goes down, it's their fault, has nothing to do with you, or it's not your responsibility. But when something goes awry, how do you cope with that with the cloud? So if it was physically here, you could go down, tinker with it, try to fix what you could. But if it's in the cloud, you don't really have this option. So how do you handle the problems that will inevitably arise?
So maybe you point out the thing which is called the pets and cattle topic. So back in the day, system administrators had their servers, which they treated as their pets, gave them fancy names, took really care of them, that are really running nicely. If there was something wrong, they invested like a lot of time in analyzing what was wrong with their pet server. Nowadays, if something is really going wrong with your instance, with your cloud server, then you basically need to check what's quicker. To bring back the business service, doing sophisticated root cause analysis or spawn up a new instance that takes over the parts of the business service, and then you're up and running again.
So we've chosen AWS as our cloud service provider, but in the case that AWS crashes, what happens to all of the data and the instances that we have on their servers?
That's a perfect question, because you're basically pointing out the vendor lock-in problem a lot of businesses have if they go to a single cloud provider and not really think about it. And we actually thought about this one. So we don't want to be bound to only one cloud provider, because we are bound to the goodwill and decisions of the vendor. And if in an extreme case, the vendor can just, you know, shut down the whole business, and then it affects dramatically our business. So what we're currently doing, we're evaluating a cloud backup environment where we can then also, you know, just scale up our infrastructure there as well and offer the service to our customers without any problems.
Cool. Ralph, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. When you have another project that you want to come in and discuss, let me know.
I would love to be here again.
Great. All right, John, until next time. Thanks again for listening. If you're enjoying the podcast, make sure to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. As usual, you can find PPRO on Twitter and Instagram at PPRO_payments. And you can follow me at Nile River. If you have any questions about the podcast or suggestions for a topic, make sure to send an email to podcast@ppro.com. And this episode only sounds good because of Andre Retke. All right, until next time, ciao.